I'm WUWM education reporter Emily Files. I've been visiting virtual classrooms this month, and I found that online school requires teachers to be intentional about how they deliver instruction, but also about how they connect with students. A middle school teacher in West Milwaukee says she'll carry those lessons with her when life and school get back to normal. Ashley Dooley is an 8th grade English teacher at West Milwaukee Intermediate School. Virtual teaching has reinforced for her that it's okay to take time to just chat with students. Here she is with her third period 8th graders on a recent Friday, talking about TV.
Dragon Tales? You guys, Dragon Tales?
Yay!
Yes. Oh my god.
That's
the theme song. Now, okay, everybody
Dragon
sing it.
Dragon Tales. It's almost time for Dragon
I Tales. Prefer Jane and the Dragon, okay?
Dooley also spends some time each Friday checking in with students about how they're feeling personally and school-wise. She blends lighter and more serious questions, including how they're doing on the Holocaust-related books they're reading for her class.
So, first question, what was something that made you smile this week? What was something that made you frustrated this week? How are your Holocaust books going? Are you keeping up or are you falling behind with the pages? And then what can we do to help you to be more successful?
The students use a website called Flipgrid to record videos of themselves responding, which they send to Dooley. This is the only way she sees some of the students' faces because most keep their cameras off during class.
Hello. Something that made me smile this week was when I got all my work turned in.
This is a student named Josiah, whose video shows him in a dark room wrapped in a blanket.
My Holocaust book is going all right. I think I'm actually falling behind. I need to learn how to read faster and not get distracted when I'm reading because being at home could be a distraction.
Dooley values these check-ins so much that she plans to continue doing something like this when she's back in school in person.
I would always be so concerned about, okay, the bell rang, time to start, instead of like, the bell rang, let's talk for 5 minutes. So I think that's something that has definitely changed, just and something I want to incorporate once we go back in person is just like, take that time, like, slow down. It's 5 minutes. You're building a stronger relationship so that when you do get to the actual work, they are a little bit more invested in what you're teaching.
When Dooley gets to the academic work in the virtual classroom, it's sometimes more difficult to get students talking. Here, she's asking them to analyze a passage they just listened to from the book Refugee by Alan Gratz.
What were some of the things that you highlighted, like either characteristic traits or descriptions? What were some of the things that you guys highlighted?
In a classroom, there might be a discussion, but here, students mainly respond in the chat box.
Okay, so somebody messaged me. So the sentence that says 12-year-old boy in paragraph 2. Yep, so we're talking about Mamoun.
Dooley is understanding about this. She knows that students have things going on at home that sometimes make it hard to focus.
They're on Zoom from 7:47 to 3 p.m. with just a little lunch break. So I just think a lot of our kids are kind of getting that Zoom fatigue.
A few of Dooley's students stayed behind one morning to answer my questions about virtual learning. They kept returning to the differences in the social aspects of school. A student named Raymond is glad he doesn't have to deal with bullying.
It just like released some of that anxiety and stress.
Dooley asks the students a question.
How do you think virtual learning has prepared you for high school?
The students say learning from home isn't preparing them for the social drama they assume will be prevalent in high school. Later, Dooley tells me she was hoping they would think about that question in a different way.
Because I was thinking of more of they're learning to be a lot more responsible. They're learning to be more independent and in charge of their learning.
But she says the 8th graders do have a point. Everyone will need to reacclimate to the social environment when they're back in school in person. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.